Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I could eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? I know I did. If you have, then you're going to love Pick 6, the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use code DKHOOPS for a shot at huge cash prizes. That's code DKHOOPS only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including, but not limited to, Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, man.
We said we'd be back. And guess what? I mean, obviously, that's a function of the playoff action that is happening around the league. But we're back nonetheless.
I was going to come back regardless of whether the playoffs happened or not.
Oh, well, we'll cross that bridge when we get there. And even then, I will say we will be back. But, you know, the home teams all won their opening games. And we're going to hit on each series. That's right. All of them. We're going to hit on all of them, even if briefly, because that's what we do. We're thorough, especially that Bucks-Pacers matchup with comedian Megan Gailey on today's episode. I'm Miles Gray.
And I'm Jack O'Brien. I will not be talking about the Celtics series, by the way.
Okay.
And this is
Miles and Jack
got mad boosties.
And a little bit of salties.
And a little bit of salties.
Doncic, deep three. Got it. And Luka Doncic hits 10K.
There you go.
Embiid driving, spinning, fading, hitting.
LeBron's got it with five. He's going to try another three. Mr. LeBron James.
Giannis with the take. Uh-oh, look out. No, showtime. What you got, Giannis?
We have to welcome back to the show.
We must,
One of our favorite people in the world of talking, in the world of laughing, and in the world of sports. It's comedian, podcaster, Megan Gailey. Welcome,
Megan Gailey!
Megan Gailey!
I was in a much better mood when I agreed to do this episode.
Okay. Right.
And then I sprung eternal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, ooh, we haven't been in the playoffs in years. Spring is here. My baby is turning two. Like, what could go wrong? Yeah. And then
you canceled your baby's birthday because
I was at my son's birthday party for the entirety of the game. Because I scheduled the birthday party a month ago.
I had the exact same situation. Yeah.
With the
Sixers. Okay. I thought you were mad at me. I was like,
No. I was at a children's birthday party for the entirety of the Sixers games. I usually try to DVR them and just like watch them after the fact because otherwise I'm just a wreck to be around. Uh-huh. But there was a moment, I don't know if you heard about this, where Joel Embiid looked like he got hurt.
I
got like 3,000 texts all at once being like, sorry, bro. Oh,
man.
I was like, did something bad happen to my family? Like, what?
Yeah.
That I'm like aware of. But yeah, no, it was ugly. But, you know, by the time I got to the TV, he was playing again. But it's
and then
it's weird.
They lost closely, which is actually maybe even so. I had my son's birthday party and we had this puppet woman she's a puppet lady and face painter. Love her.
Wow.
Miss Aaron is the most
double threat
and blessed woman in Los Angeles. Okay. Everywhere I go, Miss Aaron, she got the hula hoops. She got the bubbles. She got the three little monkeys jumping on the bed. Kills it.
Quadruple threat. I can't keep up.
I have been at so many parties that Miss Aaron has done that I know that she can do sports logos because I have asked her. I have had her give me an Indianapolis Colts logo before. Okay. And she's like, I had to look it up on her phone. And so going into this, I'm like, I'm going to get the Pacers logo on my cheek. So I cut about 10 children in line to get my face painted with an entire Pacers logo. My 68-year-old father also had one. Oh, and I should adorable. Have checked the score because I got the logo. And then I was like, oh, you know what? I'm gonna check in. I don't want to be too distracted. I'm at my own child's birthday party.
Yeah.
And the moment this logo dried on my cheek, I looked and we were down 17 points in the first half. Yeah, and I said, well, that's not good.
Yes.
Yeah. You're like, Damian Lillard has scored 35 points in this first
half? It's making me, I love Dame. I love a great father. And it's making me turn on Dame.
Oh, because no.
I can tell Dame dislikes, and I do believe has put a curse on Tyrese Halliburton.
Mm. Oh.
So that is a theory. That was one of my questions.
Yeah.
Was what is going on with Halliburton. And curse, Black Magic was not on my list, but let's add it in.
So ever since Halliburton did the Dame time, like, you know, which he was having some fun. The Pacers have sort of quote unquote owned the Bucks in the regular season, if you can own anyone.
Yeah.
And then they had that whole ball debacle. I mean, it's like, they keep being like, this is a rivalry. And it's like a rivalry amongst like dorks. And I say that with love, you know, like Giannis does not get mad at anyone. Tyrese Halliburton does not get mad. These are like the nicest men in the NBA.
Yes.
But I do think Dame is out of his own mouth depressed and is going through some stuff. And so when and like, I think he has some family stuff going on. I believe he's going through a divorce. I think he misses Portland. Listen, it's tough. Okay.
Yeah.
And so I empathize with Dame. I love him. I think he's like a great teammate, a great player, a great dad. I wish his marriage was working out. I wish mine was collapsing at the same time. So then maybe we could be together, but mine is thriving. So we cannot be.
And I'm sorry for that. I'm sorry for that, Dame.
Yeah. I am too.
I wish it could be different. Yeah.
Ever since Halliburton did the It's Dame Time, which I think is sort of innocent fun. Obviously, it hit Dame in like a place. And I believe since that moment, Dame has put a curse on him. And like to my watchful Pacers eye, I felt though it was very obvious that Dame went out of his way for Tyrese to not get All-Star MVP in Indianapolis because of that. And he has like a real bone to pick with him. And now this is what's happening.
By making all the shots.
Yes,
Jack. It's so rude. It's some rude. Kind of curse.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. Deep threes in that first half. Yeah.
Home teams, as we mentioned, it was a chalk game one. There will be have been some game twos played by the time listeners hear this. But
yeah,
if we had to pick a team that lost game one that's going to win the series, who are you guys picking? If you can't pick your team, you can't pick your team. So I'm not going to pick the Sixers,
I wouldn't pick the Lakers anyway. I'm so down on this anyway.
Yeah, but Miles, I feel like I know your answer before you even
said it. You knew it when you even thought you were asked the question.
Yes.
Gosh.
It's the Mavericks.
Miles is going to be the Mavericks because the Clippers, and it might be the right answer, actually.
No, I mean,
that's who biases aside, it felt like. That's almost who I would say.
Yeah.
Okay.
They have a history of like having like series that go back and forth. There seems to be more and more doubt. Like I thought Kawhi had a better chance of playing in game one than I now think he has of playing in game two. Granted, I don't know anything, but it does seem like a lot of people are just like, it's not good. Doesn't look great. So now we're going off of like James Harden's track record in the playoffs and who knows how that's going to, but he had a great game one. He also had a great game one last year against the Celtics in the playoffs. And that didn't end up working out for the Sixers. So the Mavericks just like came out slow. Like there's always that one team that like everyone forgets to mention. It's the playoffs. And right. they're just and like, then, yeah. oh, playoffs.
It's like Lurch. It's like you rang.
I mean, that was the Pacers too. I do think like that series is the most obvious answer. You just have two giant unknowns on each team in Kyrie and James Harden, where it's like either one of them could announce they're running for president in the next 24 hours. Like they're just so, I don't even want to say volatile because it's actually like kind of fun a lot of the times where it's like, well, that was out of left field.
Mercurial. We prefer that word. Mercurial.
Yeah. Truculent, and like, if you will. They could also like get together and then like do some weird curse themselves. Like this playoffs feels so changing of the guard of just like these absolutely young, totally untested teams versus veterans and or dogs. The Warriors who didn't even make it. You know, like it's just really, we've had such a shift that like the Cavs Magic feels very unknown to me, that I could see the Magic maybe pulling it out. That would be the other series. But I know that's an easy answer because that's a 4-5 there as well.
Yeah, that's true. The 8-1 in the West was like, I feel like even like I guess Zion would the earliest he could return to action is game 5 of this series, but they still looked pretty tough. I think, I mean, I feel like I am constantly mentioning like people who pose matchup problems for OKC, but like they do seem to be a matchup problem for OKC, and like I could see that one going deep.
Yeah, I actually think it's maybe less of a matchup and more of what the Pacers are also going through too, of just like totally untested. Like OKC and the Pacers, they're so young. Almost the entire roster has never been in a playoff and the lights are brighter. And and so you're just seeing sort of that figuring out like, oh, what's going on here, that I think OKC is going to right the ship and be fine. I think that first game was probably a fluke.
Yeah.
I mean, because like they just, I mean, like it was in the end, it was sort of like their class kind of separated them, like where they're like, wait, this game is close. And then Shea was just like, okay, let me just hit some clutch shots and let's be on with this.
Shea's been clutch all season and he was clutch again in this game. So it's like, that's the theory of the case for like, OKC is going to take care of business. Is like they got tested in game one, their strengths held up under fire, and everything worked out. So
someone will get hurt. You know, there's going to be like a massive super. I hate that. As a mom, I like get so devastated when people are hurt now.
I love you conditioned that as a mom. Yes, of course.
Because it's like my friends that I used to like talk trash with are like, I don't like to talk about sports with you anymore. You're like so soft now. Where it's like an enemy will like tear their ACL and I'm like, oh my gosh, I hope he's okay. Yeah. Is someone gonna ride with him to the hospital? Like I'm just like invested in things that it's like, shut up. No one, you're not his mom.
Right.
But like a team like the Celtics, I'm like, yes, on paper, we look good. I do not trust you. I just have a feeling that you will fall apart because that is sort of what I think you do. I also think the Celtics are championship or bust. And it's I don't think that's going to happen. So I think you're bust.
What is your theory as to what's going to happen? Like, you think like Porzingis injury or something along those lines, or you just feel like they're three dependent?
I honestly try not even think of Porzingis a lot in my life. When I'm forced to, I go, oh gosh, I hope something. And I just don't trust them. They don't seem deep. Their coach, it's like, how many times can you watch The Town and still connect with these men? Like, you talk about Jesus so much that, like, are they going to tune you out? They seem wobbly to me at best, and their expectations are so high.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Because that's how it felt like, last year, even to like with the expectations so high, like going into it, I was like, here we go. They're about to hang a banner up, aren't they? And then I'm like, oh, wait, just a second now. They're a little bit wobbly. But this first game, I mean, just going, they started off pretty strong, just like 14 unanswered points. And I was like, yeah, and then the threes are all dropping. But I don't know. I'm willing to be open. Maybe not this round, but maybe the next round. That things could change, but I don't know.
I even see them making it to the Eastern Conference Finals. But I don't. I really do think
when it comes down to it.
Yeah, it's like the Bills. It's like if they don't get a title, they're going to be disappointed. And we've like literally seen them be disappointed way more than we've seen them be happy.
Wow.
Right. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
There's a lot of momentum to that, disappointment train.
Yeah.
They have been historically, like from a analytics perspective, one of the best teams of all time. But yeah, I mean, my theory, the one thing that gives me hope that they're not going to win it this year is that Tatum just isn't a walking bucket. He's not that dominant enough for them to, and now he's going to like average 40 a game in these playoffs. But it does feel like he kind of can drift a little bit in clutch moments when you need your best player to just be willing to take it over. And
I think he lacks like the psycho gene. And I once said about Melo that like he didn't have the heart of a winner, which is not nice. And I have taken it back and I feel really bad. And it's more just like, oh, you're like a normal person.
Yeah,
and
it seems like a nice person.
You don't have like a personality deficiency.
Yeah.
Yeah, like some of the great competitors. Like,
wants to be with his son at press conferences. Like he just doesn't seem like he's like, hey, I got a winner. I don't win. I'm going to tell somebody. And it's like, well, then maybe you're not going to win.
Yeah. There's that commercial about his mom and like how much he respects her. And it's just like a nice dude.
I think Jaylen Brown is the same way. I like love him. I love that he's like, I'm going to bring black wealth to Boston. I'm like, absolutely. Yeah. You should do that. Cause I don't know that you're going to bring a banner.
Wow. I mean, the Celtics fans, I said we weren't going to cover it, but now the Celtics fans have all their bulletin board material.
Oh, no. Well, but I'm also notoriously bad luck. Anytime I ask a couple how they're doing, they're like, we broke up 6 months ago. So like Celtics
next thing
fans,
you know,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And also you may not lose a game in the rest of the playoffs. Yeah. You don't want me to believe in you because
you
I am a cursed, sad person.
Yeah.
There it is.
That's kind of how I feel. I feel like a spiteful person who's just like, these guys are the worst. Good luck, and they're gonna get to the finals without having lost a game. Now against the Nuggets, who knows? All right, let's take a quick break.
Yeah,
and then we're gonna come back and spend very little time talking about the Knicks Sixers because we don't know what happened in Game Two,
even less time talking about the Nuggets and Lakers.
Why? What happened?
Just bad.
Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I could eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? I know I did. If you have, then you're going to love Pick 6, the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how to play during the NBA playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they'll have more or less of a stat. Rebounds, points, assists, and more. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use code DKHOOPS for a shot at huge cash prizes. That's code DKHOOPS only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including, but not limited to, Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
And we're back. Yeah, there's not, like, I think, you know, Embiid is playing heroically in the Knicks-Sixers series. He's just, you know, he's hurt and a little bit slow, and I think a little too slow to for the Sixers to win this series, barring some development that I have not foreseen. And that that's entirely possible because I don't know anything. But
like a bionic lower leg or something.
Yeah, like a bionic lower leg. Yeah. Get that guy Elon Musk in there. He's smart.
Get him on the case.
No.
Yeah. I mean, man. At least Tyrese Maxey looked great.
And now he's not playing because he's sick. I think he's out for an illness.
Oh.
Which it's like, honey, we gotta get him some fluids.
Yeah. Get him amoxicillin
and get right. him. Now that. Scouting report is just from me listening to my husband read off his phone this morning. So, no,
well, last time it said 8 hours ago, it's questionable.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Questionable so, we'll cover to this. Me on a Monday says hungover, but that's just
yeah.
That's right.
Let's knock it off, Tyrese.
That's what I've been questionable on a Monday.
Yeah. Right. That's right. Yeah, exactly. With illness. Mm-hmm. Of an unknown origin, for sure.
I will say, like, watching Embiid play hurt has made me realize that that's how Purdue's Zach Edey plays full health. And so it is making me, like, value his movement and go, like, wow. Okay, he is, I know he was MVP last year, but, like, I was still yet to be won over. That I am, like, oh, you are like lighter on your feet than you physically have any reason to be.
Right.
Oh yeah. Yeah. We were just talking about how the amount of force just a body of his size generates. It's like, big. That's why I'm like, I don't know. Jack, do you think he made the right decision in coming back? Cause I remember when we were talking about it, we're like, what do? Like, do you just say, hey man, like, I'm not going to try and hero this thing out, but also mentally, I get it. People are competitors, and if they feel they can play, they're going to want to play. But
especially the playoffs against the Knicks.
Yeah, like, I feel like, I don't know. It's worth it. Like, you don't know how many years he has left. If he can play, he's going to play. He's always been tough like that, and we'll just hope for the best, I think, which has traditionally been what it's like to be a fan of him and the 76ers. Like, take every game, never take a game for granted with him because it can really go any direction. Bucks Pacers, we covered up top. We have our answer. The big question, what happened to Halliburton? He was a curse was placed on him by Dame.
Yep. A hex, if you will. Yeah.
And the Cavs Magic, that was like if you were just watching the score, you were probably like, oh, this is a rock fight. But it was actually a pretty fun game. The Magic defense, I have not spent enough time watching this season. It is a weapon. They're a lot of fun to watch play defense. They are just unfortunately that not fun to watch play offense.
On offense,
they are very limited. They're uniquely limited on offense and uniquely, they'll just like rip, like Suggs will just like rip someone coming across half court like it's like a pickup game And like they're just like, I don't know, I guess I'll bring it up. Like he
what I do now. I did the part I do. Yeah.
He's like, where did really Bull go? And it's like, you got rid of him. He gone.
Yeah.
And
I
bet you miss him. I bet you miss Bull Bull now.
Nah, but Jonathan Isaacs is sweet. I don't know. The Magic are a lot of fun to watch, despite the fact that they're pretty limited on the offensive end.
Yeah.
It's a real speed dating time with me and the Magic right now. I'm really getting to know them. And then I will not be going on a second date with them, but I'm happy to have small talk with them right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's fair. That's fair.
Just window shopping.
I think they have, of all the teams, they have like they're the most inexperienced. Like something like collectively like 91 minutes of like playoff basketball in that
roster.
It's
shocking they're there. Yeah. As a five seed. Too. Like it's just, I don't know if that's like a testament of like the East struggling or just like they overperform. I think it's like a combo of all of those things, but like I'm slightly embarrassed for the team I love to be seated behind them.
Right. But I don't know. I could see them like figuring some things out offensively. We'll see. Paolo is pretty good. It's just, you know, and Cleveland's very good defensively too. So it's not like it's an easy team to just like, oh, we'll make a couple tweaks and we'll figure it out. Cleveland's pretty smart team.
Donovan Mitchell was just playing pretty dynamically for them too. Did you see also in the fourth quarter, I think like the Magic were down like 14 and then like Mo Wagner like had a dunk in transition and then he like flexed on the crowd. And I was like, bro, it's the fourth quarter. Y'all down like 14. Like I get that you feel good, but let's just stay focused. Let's whittle it away. Maybe if you tied the game, we could flex on the crowd, but maybe not when we're 14 down. But hey, I'm not there and you are. So do whatever you want, man. Do whatever.
Honestly, and I know this is not going to be popular, and I think it's been years now where the first round hasn't been best of five. But even talking about these series, I'm like, I think they could really go back to that. Like, Cavs, Magic, seven games. Like, I don't know. And maybe that's because now I've lost my husband to the playoffs where it's just like, we don't need this much.
Can we hurry this along?
Right.
Can we do single elimination?
Can this one be a sweep?
Yeah.
One of them has to be.
Even the play-in, I was like, okay, so they lost, but then they still get a chance. Like, it's so many chances for these teams that it's like, the Magic are not going to make the finals and they're never going to beat the Nuggets. So can we just move on?
Right. Yeah. And then like Nuggets,
Lakers. Got OKC and the Pels. I don't know. That's a fun series to kind of keep our eye on. SGA, first chance to really see him on this stage. And he had 28, 6, 4 assists. Chet, 15, 11, and 5 blocks. And then Jalen Williams also put up 19 points and 7 rebounds. And then Trey Murphy, I feel like, has been one of the most fun people to watch kind of emerging over this season. He put up 21. So the Pels are super frisky. I'll be interested to see like how this series evolves.
That one seems like it could has the potential to go further than I think most people would imagine. Not like the Nuggets and Lakers.
That one does excite me. I always want to call SGA Shane Gillis.
Shane Gillis Alexander.
Shane Gillis Alexander,
Shane Gillis Alexandria Cortez.
Young new face of the league. But I love him. And I love OKC. And it really is like, I mean, as a Sixers fan, like, is it hard because you're like, oh, they did have a process. And they did trust it, and it worked. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, it's, thank you for asking. Thank you for that question, first of all, Megan. Okay. That was
how's the process working out for you, Jack?
Yeah, it's been fun. I mean, let's say we kind of put all our eggs in one basket.
Let's say a couple baskets,
but one of them was Ben Simmons. And
who I feel for, again, as a mother. Being a mom will make you be like, I need Ben Simmons to be okay.
Yeah. No, but I'm not a mother and I still feel that way. As I think a person who's struggled with mental health at times, like, oh, that ain't fun, man.
That's no good.
I don't wish that on nobody.
But in terms of the overall, like, how good Embiid is and how little playoff success he's had, it feels like they have had some uniquely bad luck or some uniquely bad decisions. at the team building level, I'd say a big one was probably sticking with Ben Simmons over Jimmy Butler after that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. We haven't even talked about the Suns and Timberwolves yet. Maybe the most fun, exciting one.
Yes, exactly. No need to talk about the Nuggets and Lakers. Let's talk about
the Suns. I feel like the Lakers don't have enough calories to beat the Nuggets. Like, for some reason, they just, like, seem to run out of gas in a way that, like, it's just, like, I don't know, maybe, like, complex carbohydrate? I don't know. Like, LeBron...
You're a scientist now. I would say I don't know. Maybe more complex carbohydrates, less candies.
Like, have you tried the very like complicated ones?
Because, have you tried power gels?
Yeah,
have you guys tried those yet?
Right before we got on here, I saw a KTLA story that said a bunch of counterfeit merchandise had been confiscated from outside of Staples. I think you get all those bootleg T-shirt salesmen together. Have them try out to be on the Lakers. And I think the pure rage from having your bootleg LeBron shirts confiscated could power you. One of those T-shirt salesmen to be better than D'Angelo Russell.
Oh, yeah. That's
not a great game one.
We don't need to talk about this. Okay. Like I said, we've already assessed that we do not have what it takes to beat the Nuggets. Like, we just don't.
Yeah.
No matter what. So, like, this felt like a foregone conclusion. And also, the D'Angelo Russell thing is like, oh, your brain told you were in Denver again? So you're like, watch me regress like you've never seen. While the whole year, I'm like, oh, you know, I have one of the best shooting percentages of anybody in this team ever. So, yeah, it's frustrating to say the least.
As a comedian, I get it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes there's just cities that you go, oof, I go there and I take an L. You know,
there's just places can't do it here.
I take an L in my hometown. Indianapolis is like, we're good. Thank you. Next. I do have to ask because I am married and live with a Lakers fan, and so sometimes it's hard to go, Am I part of this Stockholm syndrome relationship, or like I need to like take a step out of it? Because the other day I go, now what after the loss? I said, what is Lakers Twitter saying? Because I can't go to Lakers Twitter, but I do like to be updated.
Right.
And he's like, Narnia. Lakers Twitter is game planning how they can win in seven, and I was like, wow, okay,
yeah.
And they saw the same game I saw too. I mean, it was wild because Jabari, Jack, and I were all texting, and we all watched this run. We're like, and that's where we just lost the game. Like the Lakers you stumble for a little bit, they will take advantage, and they will just take off with the lead in a way you cannot claw back. Especially if not with the kind of shooting we had. It was just like after that, I was like, oh, it's done, and we're like, we're not even in the fourth. I was like, I'm good. I already know how this ends. Because I've seen the team, and to Jack's point, we just lack the I like that. I prefer that. We don't lack the willpower.
Not the willpower. Like LeBron has all the willpower, all the training, it's just caloric intake. He needs he needs to eat one of those dogs. What are the bacon wrapped sausages outside of Staples?
Yeah, yeah. Like an alley dog, danger dog.
Danger dog. Yeah. He just needs to eat a couple of those danger dogs. He'll be good. It's wild though. My one hope for the Lakers is I remember specifically after game one or maybe game two of the series with the Warriors last year, I felt as certain as I do right now that it was over for the Lakers. They looked bad. They looked cooked. Like that. It was like, oh, the Warriors figured them out. Like I remember Zach Lowe being like, yeah, no, I mean, this is just the point that LeBron's at in his career, and it's an embarrassing way to go out. But, and then he is the best at figuring things out. You know, he's probably the smartest basketball player we've ever seen. So I just don't know what he's going to figure out at this point that he didn't figure out last year when they got swept or in any of the regular season games. But we've seen him figure things out against, like, you know, it's usually against the Warriors, I guess. But.
Yeah, right, exactly. Another aging team. I mean, doing that against on their way out Warriors versus on their way up Nuggets is just, I don't know. I think it's a bit, that's where I have to fly, you know, float back to real world, not Laker fan world. We're like, don't worry, baby. We got this. Hang it up. Yeah. Hang it up. Just, hey, check the size for the banner, baby. We're doing this.
My friend Sean from Cleveland always says, the LeBron James team is never desperate. He has not been saying it as much lately, though. So,
that was such a good
Lakers fan impression, though. That really, like,
what I just said.
Miles. I was back at the Lakers game when I was pregnant, and men were very mad at me for being pregnant. You know, I was like back there.
Yeah. Sorry about that. But yeah, that's okay. That's where, like, I have to jettison myself from the pain of just holding on to a dream that is pure fantasy at this point. Yeah. I mean, like, it's just not, like, as much as I want to believe it, I just can't bring myself there. And that's called self-preservation.
Yeah. Is there any of you that's like, why did we put ourselves in this position be the seventh seed to be played? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's all
there's a lot
of
that happening at my house too.
Yes. We've created our own prison that we have to rot inside of and go stagnant. And what it is, what it is. And now I'm reading that we're going to bring Darvin Ham back next season. Already we're seeing stories like this. Please don't let that be true for my family's sake.
Yeah. Prince should not be getting as much playing time as he is. All right. We do want to talk about Anthony Edwards.
Yeah. Just,
you know,
thank you. Something I can feel excited about.
Yes. This was the most fun thing about the game ones was Anthony Edwards just coming through. I mean, him against Kevin Durant, and KD looked, you know, put up 33, had some amazing points, but Anthony Edwards was just 33 points, 9 boards, 6 assists, 2 steals, like big steals. And just a lot of energy.
Attitude, trash talking, funny, like charming. It's like, it's so many stats outside of the points too.
Yeah.
It's like, you are a star. Please let me run development for your company. Like, I just love you.
Your brand, yeah.
My son, my not even 2-year-old son, went to his first basketball practice on Saturday. He wore Anthony Edwards shoes, and he did not play 1 second. There was a playground right next to the basketball court, and he said, I'm out of here. But he got so many compliments. Dads were like, where'd you get those shoes? To a baby.
Yeah.
So it's like, this is the star power.
Like, yeah, please talk to me, not the child.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Where did you get the shoes?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Outside
but yeah,
of
that
crypto.
Was. Yeah. Right. Hey, from a guy who's actually going to be playing shooting guard, I think.
Yeah, these are the ER the Anthony Edwards.
I
was just going to say.
Dr. Mark Green, I believe. I
typed Anthony Edwards into Google, and the Siri suggested website Anthony Edwards, actor, producer, director. Known for ER. How is this still happening?
I just got a Google right now, and our boy Anthony Ant has completely, there is no sign of this Dr. Mark Green.
Oh, okay. He's like, it might be because I'm the king of the Anthony Edwards, or I'm the head of the Anthony Edwards from ER fan club.
Yeah. And like, I told you to stop bragging about that.
We were talking about him last night, and we were talking about Timberwolves Anthony Edwards in front of my mom, who's a nurse, who VHS taped every episode of ER.
Yeah.
She was so confused. She was like, wait, like, what are you guys talking about?
Wait, for real?
Isn't he too old? I didn't know he played basketball. Over Kevin Durant.
He hit
Kevin.
I mean, I guess
tall.
He's tall and a little aerodynamic.
Hold on, let me get this right.
His male pattern baldness?
Dr. Mark Green hit KD with a hezzy so bad he had him sliding?
Yeah.
Our doctor. Wow. Okay. That was like just it. True. Like, to your point too, Megan, you're saying up top is sort of like the changing of the guard. Like, the old heads. Like, I mean, Kevin Durant, all he could do was laugh when Anthony was just in his face, being like, "Bro, I told you don't have it. You can't handle me no more."
He's so wild.
And KD was like, he just was kind of like,
I do wonder if that face, if that response was like, it's game one, man. Like,
of course,
Booker did not have a good game one. Beal did not have a good game one.
But there's
but
there's a version where someone's talking that just straight up garbage in your face. And
Baggio.
If you, And you could just be like, bro, I don't even hear you. This is like, there's that version. Of, like, yeah, keep talking, bro. Like, it is what it is. And yeah, the more sinister version, it might be KD. I'm like, yeah, go ahead, man, because I got something for you.
Yeah.
You
think? It could be millennial versus Gen Z. I'm just like, okay. Get out your phone.
Oh, yeah. I've never seen anyone do this before. Wow.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Wow. You like baggy jeans? Oh, that's really cool. That's really cool because I was raised in JNCOs. And yeah, we'll see what happens there. But yeah, I think, I mean, like, again, yeah, without Booker and Beal, like, all simultaneously showing up to the party, it can't just be KD by himself out there. But we shall see.
Yeah. This one feels... like, I feel like it's also, even though it was a very convincing win, I could also, just like based on how Phoenix played last playoffs, they would look bad and like they didn't have a chance and then break off two straight against Denver.
This
so
could
like,
fully go seven.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally. That's up there with the most fun series.
Yeah. I'm sure there's going to be a game where Ant gets humbled. And then to see what his response is going to be. And that might just give us another fantastic game. So I can see the energetic pendulum going back and forth big.
Yes. Like, I want this series to be best of seven. I wish we could just pick the other series that would just be best of five. That is, I think, I wish it could be like a choose your own adventure. Just, like, we don't need. Yeah. We're good.
Right.
Clippers, Mavs. This one feels like it's just the most up in the air. Because we don't know what's happened with Kawhi. Like all the other, you know, we have a timetable for Zion's return. We know Jimmy Butler is not going to come back in time. Kawhi, we just have no idea. So and also my other question is like Luka and Kyrie combined for 64. Like, it's not like they had a bad game. Yeah. So what you're counting on is that like all the other people on the Mavs are going to play better. And I don't know, like, I'm sure they will play a little bit better than they did in that first game and everybody will be a little bit more energetic, but I could see the Clippers winning this one with or without Kawhi, which seems a little wild.
It could go either way. But like Jabari was saying before, like, even if the role players can just hit the average for what they can do.
Yeah.
That game was a lot closer. That game won, but I don't know. Kawhi though, I am a little bit like, what is it? Is it game one? Is it game two? Or now it's a totally opaque situation. We're like, it's a mystery box. Yeah. Tune in to see.
I just have to imagine his teammates are like so used to not knowing if he's going to play though, that they're like, oh, okay, these are normal conditions.
Sure.
And if he's here, bonus.
Right. Great. This series feels the most dependent on like what's happening with Mercury in retrograde. Like, it's just really, the Clippers, it's like they've looked so good and they seem to have like figured out these big personalities. And then the same can actually be said for the Mavs too. So it's like, almost kind of sad that they're meeting each other in the first round because I'd like to keep watching both teams. And you've just sort of got like a clash of kind of similar dynamics going up against each other.
Clash of two Mercuries in retrograde.
Ooh. Yeah. Yeah.
And cool, you do not want to see that.
You do.
No. And it's like, Luca in LA, is someone going to throw Ozempic at him? Like, I don't know. That he's, and then I'm like, oh, Clippers fans is like comedy writers that have moved here from the Midwest. So like, they're not going to be that mean.
Thank you. Thank you for so accurately describing the Clippers fan base.
I've been to a game. I see who's there.
I see you there. Yeah. Huh. Yeah. You're from LA? No? Oh, okay. But whatever. That's cool.
I get people wanting a team. I had a team. It's the Pacers and then, you know, married a Filipino. So now I'm a Lakers fan. But like I'm a Dodgers fan because I didn't grow up with a baseball team, so it happens.
I only say that because what it is. That's because of my blindness to the Lakers. That's me. It's creeping back. The toxicity's creeping back. I just admitted that we're washed. You know what I mean? I just stay there. I just stay there and moored to reality and just become a Anthony Edwards fan, full blown.
Until inevitably on the Lakers.
On the Lakers, yes. I always joke about with Jabari. I'm like, when's he coming home?
Yeah, he's coming. Jabari, soon. Super producer Jabari was like, it's finally time, like, for Anthony Edwards to, like, make a playoff run. And Miles was like, it's finally time for him to join the Lakers. That's how he interprets that. That's just that's what the that first means thing. To him I came in as a Lakers fan.
Through. Yeah, I halfway through put my headphones in and I go, are we talking about Anthony Edwards to the Lakers? I think that's what that's saying.
That's a really good Lakers fan impersonation, too.
Yeah. Oh, is that what we're talking about? Okay, cool. Yeah. Because, again, I don't live in reality. I don't know what anything means. But I know I'm chasing the sensation of winning, although not very successfully now. All right. Should we take a break?
Yes, let's take a break.
We're coming back with a rapid fire round of questioning. Taylor made this some of these questions for our dear Megan. We'll have that right after this.
Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I could eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? I know I did. If you have, then you're going to love Pick 6, the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how to play during the NBA playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they'll have more or less of a stat. Rebounds, points, assists, and more. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use code DKHOOPS for a shot at huge cash prizes. That's code DKHOOPS only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including, but not limited to, Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
And we're back. Megan Gailey, our dear friend. You have stumbled into the rapid fire round of questioning on Mazel Jack on Bad Boosties. This is the fastest question and answer segment on all of podcast sports podcasting history. Okay. I said that pretty clearly, and I don't think I need to repeat myself. We're going to ask you a series of questions. Just instinctively respond. Don't expand upon your answers. Just want to keep the tempo up. And if you are going slow, we will be very rude to you, but I know you can handle it. As a seasoned comedian. Okay. So with that in mind, are you ready? Do you accept the challenge?
Yes.
Okay, fantastic. Brian, start the clock!
Oh my God. So mean to Brian. I'm sorry, Brian.
Just a lot's on the line, Jack, because we ain't hanging up a banner this year, so at least we gotta keep our rapid fire round of questioning record unblemished. Do you want to go first or should I go first?
Miles, I would love for you to go first.
All right, here we go. First question. Megan Gailey, what's more likely to happen and why? Suns Western Conference final run or Pacers Eastern Conference finals run?
Pacers Eastern Conference final run because the East is just wide open and the West, the Suns have no shot.
Okay. Right. Quick, succinct. Okay. We're taking that.
All right. You can go back in time to personally witness any of the following and you have to take your pick. Reggie's 8 points in 9 seconds at the Garden in 95. Reggie's game winner over Jordan. Game 5 2000 finals, 120-87 blowout over Lakers, you know, despite the ultimate outcome of that series.
Reggie game winner over Jordan.
Oof. Okay. Yep.
It's the right answer. That really is the right answer.
Yeah.
Even if you
get to watch Michael Jordan in person, you get to watch Reggie Miller in person.
Right. And like if you're in a Pacers jersey at that Knicks game when that happens, like you might not make it out alive.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Are you yelling? Are you shouting after he takes the game winner? Are you turning your back on the shot and shouting game at the crowd?
Oh,
when
oh, like a time, like having yeah, a, like time a time traveler. Swag?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Game. Yeah.
Maybe I'm getting like as close to the court as possible, and then just doing like a one woman storm the court.
As soon as it gets right as it gets in the air, you're like, I'm out of here.
Yeah. My parents were at that game, and my mom said she wet her pants.
Oh yeah.
No.
A little bit. Wet her pants a little bit. And at that point she'd had three children, so it's like that happens a lot.
Yeah, but, right, exactly. Yeah. That's normal. Of course.
Yeah.
Okay, Megan, if you could have any player's skill set for one day, you're pulling up to LA Fitness and you're like, hey, let me, what are we doing? Threes? Let me get in on this. Whose skill set and why? Or which skill set? I'm sorry, whose skill set and which specific skill?
I think I would choose Giannis because I feel like I would be able to get along with everyone at LA Fitness. They'd be like, oh, a Greek person. We have lots of Greek people here.
Well, you don't become... Okay, so
I do.
You,
oh, in this, I, so okay, I get,
his Greekness.
Yeah, in this case, the Greekness is part of
it. I get Giannis's accent and basketball skills.
Okay.
And then they're like, oh my God, that Greek person isn't working out in khakis. What's going on? And so I'm speaking Greek, I'm eating Greek food, and then I'm dunking, and then I'm being like, you guys, I brought Oreos for everybody. Have you had these? Yeah. These are delicious. Oh. And then they carry me off and they're like, this is our best friend.
This is the best person who's ever worked out here.
Wow. Okay, I like that. Actually, that's you actually took that to a much more creative space, and I really appreciate that answer. So that was the correct answer. Yeah.
Give us your NBA player buddy cop duo. You have to cast a movie tomorrow, has to make money for the studio.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
The great part of this is it can be any buddy duo, like any duo from NBA history, and you can pick like what age.
Okay, great. I'm going to do Larry Bird and Pat Bev. And so I think this is a fun, you know, you got two different races. You got two different time periods. Larry Bird, icon, legend. And so, you know, the red states are going to come out for the great white hope. And then Pat Bev, just a wild card, but also like, so funny, willing to go there, willing to be your Chris Tucker.
Going to talk so much trash to Larry Bird.
Yes, and Larry Bird just being like, why am I with this crazy person?
Right.
And a real like meeting of the minds.
Yeah.
Wow.
And also Larry Bird, one of my favorite actors. I mean, whether you're talking about that McDonald's horse commercial, go watch it on YouTube now. Mm-hmm. His work in Blue Chips, just... some top-notch treading of the boards.
Space Jam.
Space Jam.
Just for a moment. Yeah, yeah. I think we did it all. Oh, Celtic Pride. He's also has a cameo in Celtic Pride. Yeah.
Man, kind of funny because he, like, in actuality, his performances are generally, like, indicate that he would rather be anywhere else on God's green earth than where he is.
I think that's just his vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the number of movies he's done.
Like, you don't accidentally just keep appearing in movies. Like,
you don't live in LA. You never have. You're from French Lick. Like, you are most likely having to make a connection to even get out here.
Yeah.
His agent is making calls on his behalf, like on a regular basis. It's like, I don't know, like Mike, like, why couldn't that be me, man? Like, you know, I'm
right.
He was like, can we get him in Succession? I think it'd be like a really fun cameo, you know?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, like, he could have played like the head of that other family that they were like courting. That was like that, like. Like Northeast Atlantic family, but it's like, like, we got to go to French Lick to talk to the so-and-sos. And
he's just there.
It's like, you want to play a little basketball?
Yeah.
They're like,
just like Boomhauer energy from him.
Could you imagine Homeboy playing basketball? Kendall Roy playing basketball?
Yeah. Kendall Roy is like classic LA guy that shows up to pick up basketball games. I have to imagine based on the things I hear.
Yeah.
Right.
There's something has no business acting there. Can't accomplish, and a jump shot is one of them.
Oh, man. Well, Megan Gailey, you've come through the rapid fire round of questioning absolutely unscathed and yes. perhaps given us absolute gems, legendary answers to, for which
coming
we
through
only
blinking on and off
you.
Like you just had the Mario star. That's,
exactly.
That's how it feels.
Yep.
To me.
How it looks. Thank that's you. How it looks to us. And I don't know if that's just a function of the camera or something to do with my tired eyes. But hey, where can people find you, follow you, listen to you, support you, all that good stuff?
Ooh, I'm going on the road a bunch.
Okay.
So you can go to my Instagram at Better Megan Gailey. I'll be in New Orleans over Mother's Day Ooh. Weekend, a playoff town. Love Zion. Love him. Wish I could hug him. Would love to go have a sandwich with him.
Yeah,
maybe a muffaletta. See,
thank
I
you.
Know the things.
Yep.
and then I'm doing like an entire East Coast tour. Connecticut. So the Celtics fans, remember, I'm with you again. I'll be going to New York. Oh, shoot. I am going to Boston. I am going to Philly. So, yeah, a lot of places that I kind of dragged today, I will be doing stand-up in. And you can come and buy a ticket and then be nice to me and then yell at me after.
Yeah. There you go. In that order, though, please. In that order, please. You can follow the show on the internet with hashtag MadBoosties. That's BOOSTIES. That's where you can find show links, updates. You can find me on Twitter at Miles of Gray.
I'm on Twitter at Jack_O'Brien.
Whew. And that's
and
it. That's going to do
yeah,
it for this.
Hit one. Us up with all your, you know, just, oh, man, sorry about, oh, dang, dude. Sorry about
dude.
Embiid. Bro,
sorry.
The second he goes down in a heap after a dunk,
there it is. Well, yeah, find us, and who knows? Can the Lakers be eliminated by the next time we record? Is that technically possible? Maybe.
Possible.
Maybe I can just experience the sweet release of elimination and move on to be a neutral. But anyway, that's gonna do it for us. We will be back next week. We'll talk to you then. Bye.
Bye.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, yeah. Love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.